Write a song.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's in a Song podcast. This is your host, Scarlett Keys, and I am back with another mini-sode because I really couldn't just leave you with verbs. There are other parts of speech that need our attention, and today I want to talk about nouns as storytellers, nouns as the bones of our language, nouns as the things that we are surrounded by that we oftentimes can be a little lofty towards. Why would I say something common using just plain old nouns when I could be very lofty and use something more metaphorical and fancy? But really, nouns are really, really an important part of our language, and we really can't treat them as second-class citizens. So before I start talking about the importance of nouns and finding better nouns, I just wanted to, first of all, thank all of you who support this podcast. I love getting a message from you when you go to my website, scarlettkeys.com, and you click on Buy Me a Coffee, and you say, hey, I'm buying you 5 coffees and just want to say thanks for what you're doing. It just makes my day. So if you feel like supporting this podcast, please go on and buy a coffee. And if you want to join a membership of like-minded people, go ahead and sign up for the membership. It's $23 a month. And we have a weekly live meeting where you can ask questions and I teach a little thing. And then we have a whole Facebook group where everybody is sharing their new songs and anything songwriting with each other. So it's been a wonderful experience to have that community. And please go to scarlettkeys.com and sign up for my mailing list because I have a couple of workshops coming up that I'm really excited about. The last 6-week writing workshop I did was wonderful because people wrote 10 to 15 minutes a day with daily writing exercises that they got feedback from every day. And almost everyone wrote every single day for 6 weeks. It was really wonderful and everybody was inspired. And I think we just need a reason to write. Sometimes we just need that accountability. So please sign up for my mailing list and follow me on Instagram at Scarlett Keys Official. All right, let's talk about nouns. Okay, verbs, yes, the kerosene of our language, but nouns are the bones of our language. And we use specific nouns to connect the listener where they live. Simple nouns are our home. I can give you a list of nouns and they can tell a story without any metaphor. Listen to this list. Tricycle, dodgeball, fudgesicle, fluffernutter, Legos, puppy, first kiss, glitter, convertible, diamond ring, white lace, rice, baby's heartbeat, first cry, lullaby, first step. And I can start just telling you a story with a list of nouns. Notice how that list of nouns is telling a story. And as much as we want to sort of be writery and create really interesting collisions and metaphor, you know, just reading a list like that is a wonderful way to access memories, and everyday nouns are something we should line our pockets with and carry with us as writers. And metaphors have their place, but everyday nouns are what our lives are built on. So don't be afraid to be simple. Simple is global. Simple connects with more people. You can make a noun work harder than another noun if you're really selecting them carefully. For example, I could say, I'd like a drink. I could say, I would like a cold drink. Or I could say, I would like a piña colada. Because now with one noun, we've got cold, icy, pineapple, maybe a curvy glass that we associate with that drink, coconut, and a straw, and maybe even a wedge of pineapple and an umbrella, depending on where you go. Instead of saying car, what kind of car? What is that car going to tell us about these characters or, this story. You know, a Prius is going to say something different than a Ferrari, which is going to say something different than a classic Mercedes from the 1990s. Instead of flowers, what about lilacs? Bedspread, what about down comforter? So there's a song that I love so much. It was a big hit years ago, sung by Miranda Lambert. And the title of the song is "The House That Built Me." At the very most, that song has three metaphors. The rest is just noun after noun after noun. And it is such a great example of the power of concrete, simple language. This song was written by Alan Shamblin and Tom Douglas. Alan Shamblin also co-wrote "I Can't Make You Love Me" by Bonnie Raitt. Bon Iver covered it. Adele covered it. And he is such a wonderful writer. And I did hear him say about this song that he said it wasn't like we wrote it, it was like we remembered it. So it does feel very natural. And I'm just going to read this lyric down. First of all, the title, "The House That Built Me," is so interesting because usually it's, you know, that the house I built. And so they're turning that phrase. And we all have that feeling of wanting to return back to maybe our grandparents' house or the house that we grew up in. And, you know, how do you enter into that song and make it something that everybody wants to hear? Because you've taken that desire that everyone has or that longing, and you have put it in such a way that is better than the way they would even think about it. or it makes them think about it in a new way that really makes it interesting. And so the first line of the song is, "I know they say you can't go home again." Great, great way to get into this idea. "I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam." So you imagine knocking on the door and trying to explain that you lived here and, you know, I'm not a threat. I'm not a crazy person. I really would just love to just come in, you know. And then you have that idea of, you know, that person's going to be a little leery of you. And so the first three lines are emotional lines followed by a concrete line. So let me say that again. "I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine." And with that very simple image, it's like your hands are brought down and placed in that cement, because we all know what that feels like. So the sense of touch is a very powerful sense to think about using as a songwriter. And then the next section is, "Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and learned to play guitar. Now I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard." And that choice of live oak and that choice of favorite dog is a very powerful place to put that line. And then the chorus, "I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me." So all of that is really emotional language, which is a really important thing to have in a song that has a lot of concrete images or metaphor. It's the most important way to speak in a song is emotionally, so that we know how the singer feels. But he has three metaphors. He has the cliche metaphor of this brokenness inside me. And then he has, "If I could come in, I swear I'll leave, won't take nothing but a memory." And then, of course, "From the house that built me." The next verse, "Mama cut out pictures of houses for years from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail, board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream." And then the chorus again. And then we have the bridge, which is kind of stepping aside and making a bigger point and a different point. And the bridge lyric is, "You leave home, you move on, you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am." And then the chorus, "I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me." So here's the list of nouns that built this song. And it tells a story. Handprints, front steps, stairs, little back bedroom, homework, guitar, live oak, favorite dog, yard, memory, house, mama, pictures of houses, years, Better Homes and Garden magazine, plans, concrete, nail, board, daddy, life, mama again, and dream. So it's really interesting what nouns we pick and the story that they tell. And it's a really great exercise to think about what kind of maybe multitasking a noun could do in a line or storytelling, or the noun that's really going to tell us about these characters. If you want to try an exercise, make a list of nouns that would describe somebody you know to someone that doesn't know them. You know, I can talk about my grandmother and I can just make a list of nouns that would let you know about her. I could say Bible, bedstand, red lipstick, crochet hooks, baked beans, cornbread, dusty curtains, tumbleweeds. And I could go on describing my grandmother who lived on Route 66 in Amarillo, Texas, with a really large dirt. They had a big dirt lot next to their little house. And she also had, a little nightstand that had lacy, it was a very lacy, girly little nightstand with red rouge and red lipstick. And then above the poster bed was a mounted shotgun. So that's Texas. But thinking about the very specific things we could use, because I could say things about her that wouldn't tell a story at all. And we can do that with our favorite people. We could say, you know, about our child, we could say Harry Potter books and violin, and it would really be the things that would tell the story about them. So going forward, I want you to think about how you can use nouns and use nouns that are really going to do heavier lifting for you as a songwriter, along with vibrant verbs. So I'm going to end the podcast today by playing the whole song, The House That Built Me, just so you can hear this beautiful, beautiful song. But before I do that, I want to thank Peter Sykes for mixing this episode and Otto Gross for co-writing, producing, and singing the theme song. And you for listening. I love to be a part of your songwriting journey and to hear that I'm somebody you go on a walk with sometimes, and that maybe you're folding laundry with, but you're learning something about songwriting. So I love that. And I love to hear from you. So definitely send me a message on Instagram at Scarlet Keys Official and sign the mailing list. I don't send out a lot of mailing information, but when I do, I try to send out some songwriting tips and some information about some things that are coming up. Okay, so I would love to know how this noun journey goes for you. And I will be having some new guests come on the show for interviews, but it's been a lot of fun to do the mini-sodes, and I'm probably going to do one on adjectives coming up. So, all right, here is The House That Built Me, sung by Miranda Lambert, written by Alan Shamblin and Tom Douglas.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, My favorite dog is buried in the yard. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch feeling, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built.
What's in a song?